Today I wanted to answer a question from David. David wrote in and said, I really know what I want to do, but when I attempt to pursue my goal, I am paralyzed by my thoughts. Wow, David, thank you so much for your honest email. And I think so many of us can relate to that problem. I think this is actually one of the most important things to work on to move through a new project, a goal, or anything you want, is the idea of the internal judge. So let me just go back for a second and talk to you about my own experience. I was, you know, not too long ago at the University of Chicago, sitting in the business school, I had found this beautiful atrium that I would work in daily to write my book. I'd toss on a little Adele and make efforts to, you know, write a little bit. And the truth is, I spent like a month sitting down, staring at a blank page, and my inner judge really just tortured me. I'd start up with, you know, you can't write a book without a PhD. You're not even a good writer. That was one of my favorites because I didn't do well in grammar when I was in high school. There's so many other things I could be doing right now. I loved saying to myself, you know, you should probably just be getting a job, right? Like, and I would say in this really harsh voice in my head, because I had a job and it was a well-paying job. And now I'm sitting here in the business school staring at this blank sheet of paper, getting nothing done. This was just went against everything I believed. And yet here I was. The inner judge is one of the most toxic people in your life. And I call it a person because I like to think of it as almost this objective concept. I mean, imagine taking all of your internal criticisms, right? I just listed a whole bunch, but honestly, we all go way further than that. We criticize the way we look. We criticize our outfits. We criticize our abilities, whether we're lovable, whether we're worthy, right? We even criticize ourselves at that deeper level. What if we met somebody, you know, we just made a new friend and having some coffees, and that person turned to you and started judging you at that level, right? And David out there, right? What if you had somebody saying the very things that you're saying to yourself over a cup of coffee? My guess is if you're, you know, a relatively healthy person, you'd stand up, you'd walk out, you'd be absolutely infuriated. You couldn't believe that somebody would speak to you that way. So my question is, why are you speaking to yourself that way? So my solution for the inner judge is really simple. You have to kick him out of your life, right? And I try so hard to work with my clients on this, and I don't have a 10-step program to remove the inner judge. What I have is a decision, and I want you to really deeply consider this idea. If you believe that people treat each other a certain way, that we don't criticize an outfit, we don't say the way your leg is shaped is unattractive, or whatever little body part you've decided isn't the best on you, or that you're not capable. And I mean, forget it. We don't say things like you're just not a lovable person. You're just not a worthy person. Who would say that? So if you're out there and you know that that kind of talk would never be tolerated by you in any situation, why are you tolerating it in your own head, right? So next time you sit down, David, and you're trying to do the thing you want to do and you feel paralyzed, why don't you take out a sheet of paper and write down what those thoughts are and ask yourself a simple question. Do I believe in these thoughts, or is this really my inner judge just stepping out and way crossing a boundary? Absolute tell sign you've got a judge is comments like you should, or this is right and that's wrong, or what you're doing is impossible or silly, right? Like those kinds of things, they slip in, they're in our heads. We don't think it's that bad, but it is derailing everything we want in our life. So give it a try, see how it works. As always, if you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes, subscribe, leave a review, and thanks so much for listening.